Hi. Why did you come so early?
Mehdi, what's going on here?
Nothing. There's nothing going on.
What happened?
There's just a problem that I need to take care of. I just need to go to the police station and sort things out. But I'll be back soon. Just make sure that you take everything to the workshop with Mehran, alright? Okay?
Mehdi, what happened? Tell me.
Oh, it's nothing. Just please don't tell Mom and Dad. They'll get worried over nothing. And I've already told Mehran what to do. Mr. Chokri's gonna come and give you a check. Give the check to Mehran.
Don't worry, Mehdi. I'll take care of everything. There's no need to worry.
Mehran, please tell me what happened.
Don't worry, Mom. It's nothing. We'll sort it all out at the police station.
Let's go.
Don't worry, darling. Everything will be fine.
Will anyone be here to receive the goods, sir?
Yes, there'll be someone there. Just make sure to drive carefully. These are fragile.
Sure thing. We know what to do.
Paristu, I swear it's nothing major. I won't let them make him spend a night in prison tonight. I'll make sure that he gets out, but you need to stay here so that you can get the deposit, and I'll go and get some money.
From where?
I don't know. From family, friends, anyone. See you later. Hi, Mrs. Riahi. Is Sievash home? Could you please tell him to come outside for a minute? Thank you.
Hey there.
Hey.
Good,
how's
thanks.
It going?
Why are you standing out here? Let's go inside.
No, I'm busy. I've got to go.
What's wrong?
Sievash, do you have money for me?
How much?
30 million.
Tomans or rials?
Tomans, man.
Come on, Miran, you've got to be kidding me. Where am I going to get 30 million tomans from?
Can you ask your dad for it?
Let me talk to him when he gets home this evening. What happened?
Look, I can't wait until this evening. I need it now.
All right, let me call a few people and see how much I can come up with.
Thanks a lot, man. Please let me know how much you can get for me. I'll be waiting. Oh, by the way, could you call Mohammed Reza for me? I'm too embarrassed to call him. You're friends with him, at least.
He hasn't got anything. Let me go inside, and I'll tell my mom to call my dad and see what we can do for you.
Thanks, man. I'll be waiting for your call. Hello? Hi, Paristu. Have they taken everything? I won't come there, then. No, I haven't been able to get any money yet. But I'm asking around. Did that guy bring the deposit check over? Okay, go home and I'll come there and get the check from you. Don't worry, he won't be there tonight. See you. Hey, Sivash, I'll be waiting for your call,
okay,
then, eh?
Okay, I'll see what I can do for you.
You're the best, man. Bye.
See you.
Hello?
Hello. What's wrong? Why do you look so upset?
It's nothing. I had to stand on my feet the whole time while they took everything away. I'm really tired.
Wasn't Mehdi there with you?
He couldn't stay there. He went Isfahan.
Why did he go to Isfahan?
I don't know. He said someone owes him money there. He went to get his money from them.
From whom?
I don't know. He said it's just one of his friends.
Which friend?
I don't know. He said it's just one of his friends. He said he might not come home tonight.
Well, why didn't he tell me anything in the morning then? Call his cell phone so I can speak to him.
It's turned off.
Oh, dear. Why are you so upset? You two fight?
No, of course not. Why should we fight? I have a headache.
All right, then. I'll go and bring some tea for us. Did you take all your furniture?
Yes.
All right, then.
Hello? Hi, Mehran. All right. No, I'm home. Okay, sure. No, I called him, but his phone was turned off. Why did they take his phone away? Oh, geez. Okay, sure. Thank you very much. See you later. Hello? Hello there. I wanted to talk to Dr. Faramand. It's fine, actually. I'll call you later. Goodbye.
Who's Dr. Faramand?
Mehdi's aunt.
What's she got to do with you?
She's my obstetrician.
Why her?
I just chose her. I accidentally bumped into Aunt Homer at the hospital she was working in. She recognized me and I've been seeing her ever since.
Does Mehdi know?
Yes, I've already told him.
Did he agree to?
Mom, Aunt Homer is a doctor. What's so bad about a relative looking after my child?
Oh, yes, it's great. It's actually fantastic. It can't get better than this.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Paristu. How's my grandchild?
There you go.
What's wrong?
We were the bad guys when they threw us out of their home, and now they're acting like our grandchild's nanny.
Who?
Homer, your sister. In all these years, not once did she ask about how we were doing. And now she wants to be the doctor of Mehdi's child. Listen, next time you see her, tell her that we don't want her to do us any favors. Mehdi is the same boy who got slapped in the face, and none of you guys said one word in protest. I never heard you protest.
Mom, it's got nothing to do with Mehdi. I want to choose my doctor myself.
No, darling. That's not how it goes around here. No one is allowed to bring those people into this house.
If I'm going to be living here with you, then this is my house as well.
You mean you just don't even care about what I'm saying here or how they treated Mehdi, yes?
That's not what I said. I've already told Mehdi that I want Aunt Homer to be my child's doctor and he approved.
Tell me, has Mehdi told you why he can't hear properly with his right ear after all those years? No, he definitely hasn't. I mean, you didn't even allow him to talk. I know he won't say anything. It's pretty obvious that a wife who doesn't know about why her husband went to Isfahan would say these things. He goes off and does his own thing, and you go off and do yours. But no one is allowed to mention Homer's name in my house.
Mom, Homer is Mehdi's aunt. You can't carry on fighting like this forever.
Please don't try to lecture me. I know who Homer is, thank you.
That's not what I meant.
Mohsen, why don't you go and call Homer? And tell her she should have practiced her medicine back then when we had to keep taking Mehdi to the hospital for 6 months because I slapped him across his ear.
Homer wasn't a doctor then.
Ah. So you're all in this together, so you can make a monkey of me, yes? Fine, I'll call her myself.
If you do decide to call her, don't say anything about me. Because I want Aunt Homer to be my obstetrician.
Ah, so that's where you go every day. You go off to see her, so she can teach you about how to destroy my life.
She's right, Akram. It'll be better if a doctor is a family member.
Yes, she's right. You're all right. Homer is the best. Homer is a true lady. Homer's a doctor. Homer's educated. But let me tell you one thing. You have no right to see Homer if you're going to be living in my house. You can choose to have her as your obstetrician. That's fine. But you'll need to move out of this house.
That's really unfair.
Look, you can come and you can stand in front of me and you can talk all about fairness once you ask Mehdi about why it is that he can't hear with one ear. Why won't you tell her anything? Tell her how they hit your child. Tell her. about how your parents ignored it, and then they told us to our faces to get out of their house. Say something!
When I was in their house, I didn't hear anything from them except good memories.
You went to their house? So they welcomed you in, did they? They were nice to you, so they know how to practice kindness. Go and stay there.
Why are you acting like this?
Have you forgotten everything? Your mom didn't even have the guts to come and see what had happened to my child.
If they had done anything wrong, they regret it now. Maybe they want to make it up to you.
The day that I came to your parents' house with Mary to propose, I didn't think you'd turn out to be such a sneaky girl. I never thought you'd go to this length.
Do you really think of me that way?
They haven't talked to us in 14 years. They won't even ask anyone whether we're dead or alive. What made them become so nice all of a sudden? You must have done something to make them like that.
All right, well, if that's what you really think about me, then I can't do anything about that. I already told Mehdi that I'm choosing my doctor myself. Just because we're living here, it doesn't mean I have to give up my freedom and the right to choose.
Fine, you're welcome. You can make your own decisions, but there's something I will never forget. You shouldn't have overstepped your boundaries. Mehdi might have forgotten about it, but I'll never forget how that child kept getting beaten over and over again by that witch for no reason.
Akram.
I mean what I said. Whoever here wants to go there and see them can do so. I don't care about that. Mehdi can go if he wants to. But whoever goes there can forget about me. Have you got that? Go ahead and laugh. I don't blame you. I'd be laughing too if I were in your place. It was my fault in the first place. Why did my son even need a wife? He keeps going back and forth to Isfahan, and half of it is because of your wedding expenses. It was all far too much.
You know what? I don't even care about Mehdi. All you know is how to nag and make a racket so that everyone can stand around and watch you. That's all.
You well and truly are a rude girl. You see that? She's been taught well by your mother and Dr. Faramund. Is this really what living under one roof is all about? I get to slave around all day, washing the dishes and cooking the food while you go out and have fun.
Akram, finish it already. It's enough.
Leave me alone. Why should I finish it?
I will go out whenever I want to. Not you or Mehdi or anyone else can tell me what to do.
You know what, my dear? You haven't been raised properly. Otherwise, you'd know that a woman like yourself can't go wandering around on the streets all day without knowing what her husband's doing.
If you were the least concerned about Mehdi, you would have called him earlier to see how he is. You just want to make yourself look good. That's
Akram,
all.
Stop quarrelling. Let's wait until Mehdi comes home and then we'll figure out what to do.
There's nothing to figure out. I'm leaving this house. I will not go back to where I was 20 years ago.
Don't cry, sweetheart. Try to bear with us a bit while I think of something.
Hello? No, don't cancel it. I'm coming. Thank you. I've got a doctor's appointment. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't come back here if you're going there to see her.
Romain, Yes, ma'am?
I don't know what's wrong. She's been crying a lot.
Yes, it's obvious she's been crying a lot.
Can you go ask her what the matter is?
How should I ask her? She'll tell us if she wants to.
I'm worried that something might have happened to Mehdi.
No, Mum. Nothing's happened. She said Mehdi's gone to Isfahan. She'll tell us if anything's happened.
I can't help but worry, sweetie.
It's nothing. I'm fine. Yes, the check's with me right now. I'm not home. I've come to your grandparents' house in Monirea. I'll tell you later. How is Mehdi doing? Are you there now? I wish you had taken me with you. I wanted to see him. How is he? By the way, Maran, I lied and told your parents that Mehdi has gone to Isfahan and won't be coming home. Okay. Yes, come here and get the check from me. Goodbye.
Paris, too. Where is Mehdi?
He's in the police station. They're going to take him to prison.
Farhamad! Don't take too long.
Okay.
Hi. You okay?
They took my phone off me. Have you heard from Paris too?
Yeah, I spoke with her. She's fine now.
Mom and Dad didn't find out, did they?
No.
You couldn't do anything?
Whenever you need money the most, you can't even find one person who'll lend you 100,000.
Oh, forget it.
You want me to call Paristu's dad? He might have the money.
No, don't even think about it, please.
Why? What's wrong with it? We'll give it back to him once we get money from Mr. Farney.
No, they haven't got much money.
Are you sure?
They even borrowed money from Paristu to pay for Pune's engagement. They gave everything they had to help Ali Reza just buy a house.
Hurry up, man!
Go.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
Mehdi didn't want anyone to find out.
Let's go upstairs. Mom and Dad will get really upset if they find out. Let's go, sweetie.
Homer.
Nothing. She had an argument with Akram.
Over what?
The usual mother and daughter-in-law fight. She'll be fine. She might stay here for the night.
Did your mom find out?
You're going to sell your jewelry?
Yes. What better time than now to sell them? I haven't worn them in ages. I haven't worn them ever since Masood got killed in the war. I wore them a few times while his mother was alive, whenever I went to visit her. But not once since then. Masood will be happy the jewelry is being used for good.
Don't do it, please. Mehdi will get upset if he finds out.
No, he won't. And you better not say anything either.
But they're keepsakes. You've got memories with them.
Memories are kept here. And in here. Come on, let's go.
Wait for Moran to come. He's coming to pick me up.
Well, then wait here and get some rest until Moran comes. I'll go to the jewelry shop myself.
No, I'll come with you. I'm worried your dad might ask me questions and find some things out.
All right, let's go then. Let's go.
What if Moran comes?
I'll tell Mum to make him wait here until we get back. Hello? Hi, Mrs. Alizadeh. How are you? I'm caught up with something, so I won't be coming to the clinic today. Please cancel all my appointments. Tell them to come tomorrow. And if anyone's got an urgent problem, tell them to come to the hospital tomorrow morning. You can go once you're finished with all that. Thank you. Goodbye. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, my darling. Oh, wow. What a surprise. Wonderful. Please come in.
No, I don't want to disturb anyone. Could you please tell Parastu to come?
Come in, darling. Come in, my sweetheart.
Thank you.
Parastu and your aunt went out. They'll be back as soon as possible. They told me to tell you to wait
Where
here.
Where did they go off to? I called her and told her that I was coming to pick her up.
Who is it?
Ah, it's Moran. Come see how he's grown up. He's become a man. Come in. Come in and see your grandfather. Don't be a stranger now, honey. Go inside.
Hello.
Hello. I was sure we'd all be together again once the third generation is born. Just look at you. Just look at you. Look at you. He's all grown up.
Lord.
I'm becoming an old man, Grandpa.
Oh, don't say that. You've got a long way to go till you reach old age.
It's great to see you.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Come on, son. Let's go inside. Oh, God bless you, my son. Here we go. After you.
After you.
Go inside. Go on. Oh. Thank you, God.
This place looks so different.
Yes, darling. Homer brings down the section of the house, spends a whole lot of money on it, and renovates it in a different way.
The good old days.
The good old days. But you weren't happy here.
Yes, we were. I was in love with this house.
I love you, darling.
Moran, why wouldn't you come visit us during all those years, then?
I'll go pour you some tea.
Grandma didn't say where they were going.
They said they were going to buy something from around here somewhere.
Let's go to our house so Mum and Dad can see you.
No, I really should go home. Mum's probably worried sick by now.
You can't go home yet. I told your parents that you've gone to Isfahan.
You see? If you go home, your wife will turn into a liar.
Hey, Millie, don't worry about going back to Mum and Dad. Go to Aunt Homer's house without worrying about anything.
Yes, come on, let's go.
Could you give me a minute, please? I'll be with you soon. Excuse me. Paris, too. Mom will get upset if she finds out we went to Grandmother's house.
Maddie, Aunt Homer sold all her jewelry to get you out of jail. She also had a necklace that had been given to her by her late husband. She sold that as well.
Oh. Well, why did you let her?
I told her you'd get upset if you found out. But Aunt Homer told me not to tell you. Besides, your mom told me not to go there anymore.
Where?
She told me not to go to their house.
What for?
She got angry when she found out that I'm planning on seeing Aunt Homer. She said if you're going to see Homer, then you're not allowed to come back.
Paristo, why did you tell her?
I didn't tell her. She overheard me talking on the phone.
All right. Aunt Homer's waiting for us. We'll talk about it later, please.
Aunt Homer! Hey, Millie, I'm going. You need anything?
No, thanks. Go.
And don't worry too much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Paris.
See you.
Bye, Aunt
Homer. Goodbye. Bye.
We should go.
To our house?
Yeah, why not? I want to see Grandpa as well.
Let's go, darling. Let's go.
Aunt Homer, why did you sell your jewelry?
I told your wife this as well. Money and jewelry are meant for days like this.
Paris, too, told me that you even sold the necklace that Masood gave you on your wedding day.
So?
Well, you shouldn't have done that.
I wish I had a video camera to record the moment that Dad's going to see you after all these years. You think it's funny? I swear it's going to be one of those memorable moments.
What's wrong?
I'm going to have to tell Mum she's going to have to prepare herself for Mehdi's arrival.
Why don't we surprise them?
No, let her do what she wants to. Go and call them. Call them.
It's not as simple as you think, dear. I'm going to have to tell them. Hello.
Hello, Grandma.
Nemat, come out. Mehdi's here. How are you, my dears?
And here is our darling Mehdi. Dad?
Careful!
Oh.
Love you too.
I love you.
Where's Moran?
He didn't come. He had work to do.
Let's go inside, Numat. Let's go in.
Let's go. Are you okay, Grandpa?
I knew I'd see you again before I die. I was sure of it.
Grandpa, don't make me feel more ashamed than I already do, please.
Nematola, you've upset the children by crying.
Me?
Yes, be happy. Our grandchildren have come to see us.
I'm happy. I am really happy.
I love you.
By the way, what's the story with the check? Whose was it, Mr. Fani? Why did it get bounced? Have you called him?
Sahar. Sahar.
Who is it? It's Fahad. Hello?
Where are you?
How come?
I said, where the hell are you?
Why are you being so rude?
Answer my question.
I'm at the movies.
Who told you to go there?
Didn't I tell you you're not allowed to leave
the house unless you tell me? Huh?
Hurry up and come back home.
I don't want to. I bought my tickets and I want to watch this movie.
Don't make me regret what I've done, Sahar.
Why should I have to sit in my apartment and stare at the walls and wait for you to come whenever you want?
Hurry up and come back home.
Why don't you come here? I don't want to keep wishing for us to go to the movies together.
Stop fooling around with me.
Don't worry, it's the final screening. No one will see us together. Should I wait for you?
Where did you put the things I bought for Shayesta?
For whom?
Sahar, don't make me mad. You know what I'm like when I lose it.
There's nothing of hers in my house. You don't buy anything for me when you go away with her, so why should she get anything?
Be here by 9.
Well done. You sure showed him. I love it.
Take me back home.
Also, all that brave talk was for nothing.
He's going to make a big deal out of a simple movie. It's not worth it.
How do you know that it won't be worth it? I've heard it's a really good movie. And besides, when are you going to stop being afraid of him, Sahar? Come on! It's getting late. Let's go. They're about to close the doors.
Thank you. طاقت ندارم این دوری یا از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه دار دی میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی از دست میره رازی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره قربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی